Now, here's your host, an American original and pioneering patriot, Tom Donahue.
Good evening, America and beyond. Thank you so much for joining us, broadcasting from the Cradle of Liberty, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm so glad that you're with us. And if you're not with us live, you'll be with us sometime along the pathway. And the pathway really involves quite a few stations. And certainly you can download the program. And there's a lot of different podcast directories that carry this program. And we're going to get into some of those things. But I do want to give a quick shout out to WXME, the great state of Maine, carrying the broadcast live, talk stream live, of course. And I want to thank, well, we got a brand new station coming on board. We kind of talked about that a little bit last week. That's KSLM in Salem, Oregon. And it's kind of cool because they carry some Salem programming. We're distributed by Salem, the actual network, SRN, and we're independently syndicated. So, but we're glad to have Salem, Oregon aboard. So I can say coast to coast, border to border, we're missing some of the middle. Although you're not really missing when you really factor in streaming and podcasting, and there's so many different avenues and venues and platforms that we participate in. So again, thank you so much. Also, we have K-Star Radio Network coming up and KCAA Radio in Southern California, Loma Linda to be exact, and San Bernardino. Now, there's a lot to get to, and I'm going to kind of pick up from where I left off last week. And I was putting together a description for last week's program, and the podcast itself, I started to write, Trump Disruptor in Chief commands from chaos and crisis and still manages to succeed. Now, for how long, we don't know, because there is an erratic part of his behavior. There is dysfunctionality. And the more I think about this, you know, people might say, well, he's, you know, it's controlled chaos. It's by design. He knows what he's doing. I really think he's very reactive. He's triggered by his gut, his instincts, and sometimes it leads him well. You know, but I can only imagine if this guy was actually brighter. And again, you know, well, the Bush Jr. wasn't all that bright. And we've had other presidents that have not been spectacularly bright. But he's got street smarts. He has an education. How much he gathered from that or gained from that, I don't know. But it just seems to me that many of these tweets are not strategic. You know, these Twitter storms, you know, it's lashing out. It's like temper tantrums. I mean, it really is. They're tirades. Now, I don't mind if he were to use, you know, that conveyance in a more strategic manner. But there's just times where, you got Mueller, that he's going over all the tweets. He's going to try to come up with, believe it or not, and you've probably read this, an obstruction charge because of the things he said, trying to instill fear or trying to in some way intimidate or, and again, these are, I think, baseless allegations. But nevertheless, you know, I've had a few tangles with the government, and maybe some of you in the audience have. And it doesn't take a lot for them to have certain charges stick. And that means for politicians, too. You know, a perjury charge, and they call it process crimes, but perjury charge. It could be an alleged obstruction of justice. It could be a conspiracy charge. And it's funny that when it comes to the government, their claim is there's no conspiracies, whether it be the Federal Reserve System or the assassination of JFK or UFOs or whatever it might be. But they can charge the average Jane and Joe with conspiring against the United States government. Again, if you know of any family members, friends, or you read in the newspapers, people being charged with conspiracy. Now, sometimes there are mafia and drug conspiracies. And maybe there are criminal syndicates and cartels. But I think there's more of them in the government enterprise. So I'm looking at Trump's behavior. Now, I do recall him saying that he averages less than 4 hours of sleep. Now, you could say maybe superhuman. But I think 99.9% of the population that tries to operate on a routine basis with less than 4 hours of sleep, that's sleep deprivation, is going to take its toll on any human, average or superior. And I really believe that it creates irritability, it creates confusion, it creates a tremendous amount of stress on the body. You're talking about free radical damage and those kind of things. And we know that his diet is certainly imperfect. I mean, way imperfect. I mean, his Diet Cokes, not a good thing. It's really funny that these diet sodas generally create more fat retention, because it's using metabolic trickery that doesn't work. And so, unfortunately, it causes a lot of metabolic issues, and they're not favorable. And also, you're lacking any kind of nutrient or nutritional value. But if you were drinking tea, even coffee, which I don't drink coffee because the problem with coffee, and I'm going to talk about natural health issues from time to time too, because it's part of my lifestyle and it's part of the research I do for myself and others. But when you look at coffee, people say, well, it's the caffeine that causes the stress levels. Well, yes, to some degree. But believe it or not, if you actually delve deeper, you're going to find that coffee, it's the organic acids in coffee that trigger the cortisol release, which is the stress hormone. Now, tea, whether it's black tea, green tea, white tea, not herbals in this sense, but it's the L-theanine in the tea that balances out the caffeine. And also what it does, L-theanine helps reduce the stress levels in the body. It actually thwarts the release of cortisol. And so I'm a big believer in well, not only tea parties, but actual real teetotalers. I love tea, okay? That's my beverage of choice, hot, cold, black, green, white, and also herbal teas. So it's the L-theanine. So if Trump were, and it also it works with the alpha brain waves. So there's a little bit of health stuff for you. And if you research it, you're going to find it to be true. Besides the fact that teas have a tremendous amount of antioxidant value and has a lot of nutrients, minerals, vitamins, etc. So when people say, well, I got to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Well, you know that tea counts. Other beverages that are made with water count. Some of them are more dehydrating. But tea, even the National Academy of Sciences found that tea, essentially, it's in terms of hydration, is about 94% to 96%. So it really is not dehydrating. And some people have been misled for whatever reasons. And I've had to prove this to others. They say, oh, well, tea has more caffeine than coffee. No, it doesn't, Nimrod. No, it does not. Tea, generally, let's just say a black tea bag, you know, just a cup of black tea, iced hot tea, the average caffeine content is about 50 milligrams. Green tea is between 25 and 30 milligrams of caffeine. White tea is about 10 to 15 milligrams of caffeine. The average instant coffee, nothing special, nothing, you know, super turbocharged, is 100 milligrams of caffeine. If you go to Starbucks and you go to Dunkin' Donuts and various other places and, you know, espressos, you're looking at 200 milligrams of caffeine or more, besides the organic acids. So that's the difference, okay? So if Trump took better, you know, if he managed his health, or maybe, I don't know, maybe if Melania could show some patience and work with him in this area, I don't know. But someone's got to work with him in his health. Mental health, is emotional health, is physical health, because I think at some point it's going to take its toll. But it's also the erratic behavior at times, I think, really stems from the emotional, the mental, the physical health and stress related issues. And this sleep deprivation is very disturbing, to say the least. But yeah, very poor diet. And he thinks golfing is great exercise. Well, it's better than nothing, you know. But I mean, just general, you know, even, well, I mean, just any kind of walking. But if you were to do walking in the sense of like a little more of a power walk, a little bit more of a stride, you know, that you got the arms moving a little bit, that would be great. Now, we're going to be pivoting from some of these issues into like, well, deep state, the embedded entrenched state. How does national security intel people have continued, ongoing national security clearances? More to come right back. Hold tight. Tom Donahue Show.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879. 4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Well, welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue's show. So glad you can be with us. Putting America first, new world order, dead last was my motto from 1990 on, and I still feel the same, okay? After all these years. Thanks, Elton John. But no, the health issues are very important. And again, I don't think anybody is looking at Donald Trump from that perspective, except for the loony left. You know, we're talking about the demonic Dems. You know, they were trying to say that he's mentally ill. I just think that he's erratic at times. I think he likes to call it unpredictable. But I just think if he has a greater preparation, more focus, more strategic. We know that some of this has been a self-fulfilling prophecy with the way this whole Mueller thing and giving the ammunition to the enemy and actually putting yourself in more or less in the noose or in the grip and the vice grip. If you really look at this, and I talked about this in previous weeks, and that's also available on the podcast, is that if the Alabama Keebler Elf Sessions, if he had realized early on that this guy was recusable, then he was resignable. Okay, he should have been asked to resign. Comey should have been fired or let go or asked for his resignation on day one, and he would have avoided a lot of this. Yes, there still would be enemy fire. There still would be dissension and strife and all kinds of mayhem. But the point is, he wouldn't be under this type of scrutiny and investigation legally. He'd be under political fire. But I just cannot believe that he talks to the Hannah Bear at night rather than getting comfort and aid and comfort from his wife. And that's the known fact. And we talked about the fact that he and Hannity have bedtime chats. And I'm glad he has a friend. But the point is, you should have a smarter friend. Now, who's advising him as to these legal matters? Now, I like Jay Sekulow. I don't know what happened to the mayor from New York, the former mayor Giuliani. Maybe he's just an agent of distraction. Maybe it's just throw mud, throw sticks and stones, whatever it takes. Just engage the media, whether you're saying things that are true, accurate, legal or not. But I just think you could have better spokespeople than that. And I'm just appalled that Trump, he thinks that he's fighting a war on Twitter when he's got to fight a war legally. And why didn't he fire Sessions, down the road, even if he didn't ask for his resignation? What's it gonna take for him to realize that this is no joke? If Mueller's how can I put it? He's competent legally, and he's got a team, and every time Trump sends out a tweet against him and against his team and against others in the deep state, he's only inciting. He's making them more irate. And they're really vengeful. I mean, this is a vendetta now. And so I don't know why he can't be more strategic. I don't know why he doesn't take certain actions. Why isn't there a grand jury investigating all the wrongdoing, all the criminality from the DOJ and the FBI, not just congressional hearings? And why isn't there a special counsel that was assigned to go after Hillary and her criminal, doings, as well as, this whole deep state situation and scenario. Now, I was talking a little bit about the way the health works into all this. And if you're looking at the president, I mean, there are times where, I mean, he's not a bad public speaker. I mean, his business really, I mean, he's a celebrity and entertainer and we talked about him being a shock jock of American politics, and that if he's not getting enough sleep, he's under siege, he's under a tremendous amount of stress, the diet is shot. And some people say, well, there are some people, they just have iron constitutions, and it doesn't matter what they eat, doesn't matter how they feel and how they think, they still are productive. I just think he could be even more productive, and I think he could be more focused, more disciplined, and more successful. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we can critique certain things, but he is the only trick pony. He's the only game in town. He is the one, the anointed one for us, because, you know, we've tried the independent route. We've tried various other candidates that, you know, maybe get a 1 or 2% on the Richter scale. Now, Trump actually legitimately, lawfully won. And people that want to complain about the popular vote, it doesn't matter. Kerry won the popular vote, too. The whole thing boils down to the Electoral College. Until there's a constitutional change, that's what you go for. You play by the rules. You know, if someone can win by in a football game by kicking more field goals or extra points, so be it. How, you know, you got, that's the way the game is played. Now, I alluded to the fact that I think the proof is in the pudding that there is a deep state. Not only do we see Strzok and Page and Comey and the whole, you know, miscreant class of criminals in this district of criminals, but we also see that, and I didn't know this, maybe some of you are smarter and you knew this, but I didn't know that intel chiefs from past administrations that are out of office still held national security clearances. I thought maybe during the transition, maybe there'd be a special need or cause that someone has a particular expertise and they could come back in. But for these enemy forces that have now paid, that are paid pundits on the president's opposition team, and that's what CNN, MSNBC truly are. And they are getting paid and they're getting access to this information. Now, if that's not treacherous and treasonous, I don't know what is. But the law's got to change. And Trump is absolutely right. You know, revoke any national security clearances from these infidels, because they really are. These are people that, you know, are, they think they're patriots and they're whistleblowers. No, they are traitors. They are treasonous. And they accuse the president of being treasonous because he lobbies for peace and prosperity worldwide. And he doesn't go by the protocols, and he doesn't go by, you know, the orthodoxy of the established GOP or politics in general, because he's a political outsider. Don't you get it? But these national intel chiefs have no business, you know, having access to this, you know, sensitive national security information. That's the way I see it. We'll be right back. Hold tight, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue. Tom Donahue Show. So glad to be with you. And I'm just amazed, absolutely amazed, that former intel chiefs still have national security clearances, they still have access to our nation's secrets, to our you know, some of the most sensitive, some of the most private information that, well, certainly the general public has no access to, and certain people within our own current government may be limited. And then they're on CNN and MSNBC and using this material, the sensitive data. So I absolutely believe that if they, whomever from former administrations, unless there is a particular need, they could be brought in a very temporary basis, but they cannot be working for the news media, where this stuff's being channeled and filtered. So back to Trump's strategies. Hopefully, will be let's get a grand jury going, let's get a special counsel going if we need to go that route. Go on the attack. Don't worry so much about Twitter attacks unless it's strategic. And I love his power of the pardon. I really love what he did for the ranchers in the great state of Oregon. I thought that was a beautiful thing. And I love the fact that, he is actually utilizing that to help, the general populace, people that were given either their political prisoners or they were given, unfair and unjust sentences. And so it's really great to see. So I applaud the president for doing this. And this whole thing with Michael Cohen, you know, I know that at least in my view, that morality still does matter. People say, well, not in the political realm because it's a cesspool, and you know, it's really a cauldron of demons. Well, that's true. And so they might call us deplorable, but they're despicable for the most part. And so I just wish that Trump realizes that he's got the enemy within and the enemy from without. And so if he's not on his A game, and that's why I'm trying to, and I know some of this information does get out there because he's a fan of talk radio and because he does have apps and he does listen to things and things do get back to him. And I'm really glad for that. And I know that other hosts have been known to tune in, and I've had some of my liners and zingers and points of interest pilfered, and that's okay because if it's used for good purpose, I don't mind. It's not trademarked. But I'm thinking about this and realizing there's a lot of power that he has as a president, and it seems to be underutilized. Now, stop watching Fox and Friends, and stop watching Hannity at night and Janine on the weekends. Yeah, just have someone give you the transcript or the major points. Well, you're already talking Hannity at night, but I'd cut that back too, because whatever he's telling you, it's not really helping. It just seems like he's even with all the successes, economic successes, so in my view, successes on the world stage. The fact is that the majority of the Obama mandates have been rescinded. I mean, he's through executive order. And so his legacy, he's not just a thin man, but his legacy is going to be very thin and skeletal, almost the invisible man. And that's a good thing. But just imagine if something happens to Trump, either through health-related reasons, through impeachment, or some of these crazed people, or the deep state decides to do him in. It's happened to other presidents, you know. And I hope that the cloak of God is on him. I hope that the angels are protecting him because he needs it. Because what Trump was able to do as a disruptor in chief, he disrupted the New World Order, the globalist, sinister order. He was not supposed to win. You know, the majority of the time, they already have the pre-selected candidates and the predetermined outcome. They still thought they were going to pull this off for Hillary, but Hillary was too lazy to go out to the Rust Belt and do her job as a candidate. She assumed that she had it in the bag. And because Donald Trump outworked her and was very skillful, and his team were strategic in where they placed him. They give 5 to 7 talks a day and all the media. But I was listening to, I'm not a fan of Steve Bannon. I mean, this guy, you have to remember, I mean, he was a bum that got kicked out of the White House because, you know, he is also a media whore. And many of them are. Kellyanne Conway, they love talking to the press, but so does Trump. You know, don't grant any interviews to the New York Times, to NBC News, CBS News. That's crazy. You think you're going to win them over? Really? And then you say they're the enemy of the people, which I believe that the majority of the mainstream media are the enemy of the people. Because it is a partisan media. It is a heavily biased media. And it's vendetta media. That's really what you have here. So my sense is if Trump would do himself a whole lot better, not just going on Hannity's show, but go back to Michael Savage, you know, some key programs that were instrumental in his in helping to build the momentum of his candidacy, and also able to help in his triumph as becoming president of the United States. So I'm looking at strategies here, and there doesn't seem to be much. I mean, what is he doing to defend himself? Still contemplating sitting down with Mueller. And Giuliani is your legal spokesman. I mean, it seems to me, and there's been talk that he boozes it up before he even goes on some of these shows. I mean, this is crazy. Donald Trump doesn't drink. Then you've got Ivanka and Jared in there. I mean, get rid of them. Get them out of there. You say, well, they're loyalists. Well, I don't know. You know, and Kellyanne Conway with her husband as part of kind of the deep state legal community, always putting the shiv in Trump's back. Trump never says anything. But, you know, a lot of these people that are in that administration were never Trumpers. That's okay that a few of them may have been. But I'm going to give you an example of something that I heard that if you truly understand, you know, geopolitics and you understand, you know, the New World Order versus, you know, nationalism and populism and constitutionalism, you'll realize that one of the targets that, you know, Reagan talked about it a little bit, Trump's starting to talk about it a little bit, but it's only about policy. They will not attack the Federal Reserve System. You know, it is and I have the quote here from Mnuchin. And Mnuchin said, he goes, somewhere on my desk here, but I'll pull it up probably during the break, but if I can come across it. Here we go. He says, Trump supports the Fed's independence, absolutely. Okay, well, it is an independent body. It's quasi-federal, but it's not even as federal as Federal Express, and it's smoke and mirrors. And for whatever reasons, because Trump has, I mean, he's heavily indebted, just like iHeartMedia is $20 billion in debt, and they're part of the leveraged system of, well, another former presidential candidate, and that's through Bain Capital, Mitt Romney, you know, that controls the destiny of iHeartMedia, the largest, you know, media syndicate in talk radio and actually in radio itself. And so you have this situation where you have these monopolies, whether it be the Federal Reserve System. We're going to talk about that. And the fact is that why won't Trump say anything more direct, more revealing about the Federal Reserve System, the secrets of the Federal Reserve, as Eustace Mullins called it? Right back, hold tight, Tom Donahue.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No. You need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey, folks. guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you disease starts in the gut. So log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Indeed, I am the show. That's what we're all about. So glad you are with us. And I do want to remind you that, yes, we are live. Right at this very moment. Well, then again, you might be listening at another moment. You might be listening from Salem, Oregon. You might be listening from Southern California. And all those stations coming up, you'll hear this program in a slight delay, which we're happy to have. You know, what we try to do here with this content is, like, we're not doing making news and faking news and breaking news. We're just simply discussing the bigger picture. We're getting to issues of relevance, of great significance, and it will have a reflection on society beyond just today or tonight or tomorrow. So I want to say that if you're listening and you want to catch those stations, if maybe you're not in that marketplace, TalkStream Live, whether it be through the main platform, TalkStreamLive.com, or the other channels, TalkRight or Alt Media, you'll be able to see my name, my picture, and the streams. But additionally, the podcasts are listed there. So you'll be able to go back in time, go into the vault, and listen to whether it's my tribute to Chuck Carter, whether it's interviews with Jim Mars, various other interviews. Matter of fact, this is week five. That's right, week five of the new program. And so you can go back in time and listen to those programs. And the majority of those programs are not time sensitive. So we're talking about the bigger issues and issues of consequence and causes that matter to me and hopefully matter to you. But yes, it's TalkStreamLive.com. My website is TomDonahueReports.com. And let me just jump back to the Federal Reserve issue, because Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, brought it up. Trump, because he had some criticisms of the rate hikes because of the strong GDP, the 4.1, which is fantastic, which is quite wonderful. And unemployment rate is way down. And the economy is booming. It's not a fake boom. It's actually happening. But this debt that we are smothered with, a lot of it is fake debt. Anybody talk about fake media, fake news? Well, a lot of it is owned and controlled and through the manipulation of the owners of the Federal Reserve. You got the 12 districts, but the money center banks are in New York. And at the time that Eustace Mullins wrote Secrets of the Federal Reserve, that was before some of the bank mergers, the big, big bank mergers, 63% of the Federal Reserve ownership, and there are stocks, stock certificates in each of the districts. The bigger banks own larger shares. And but no one talks about that. You know, I can hear about that in finance and eco class and that. But the point is that there are these banks that control the majority shares and that are the hidden hand, the real powers, the root powers, the shadow government, the invisible rulers, if you will. So I don't know if Trump was told, if you go beyond your criticisms of the deep state and you start going after the money manipulators, well, you will be dealt with. You know, I don't know, but he hires these guys that come from, well, the same places that Clinton and the Bush is hired from. You know, these big Wall Streeters and you know, whether J.P. Morgan or a lot of these banking houses and establishments. So that's where our Treasury Secretaries come from. That's where a lot of the Federal Reserve people come from. But I am glad that he's got Larry Kudlow. He's got some others that are there. But you notice Kudlow will never get into the conspiracy truth, not conspiracy, just theories, but the truth behind the Federal Reserve System. Because they don't want to believe that, oh, free markets and you know, the independence of the Fed. Well, who owns the actual Federal Reserve? It's people say, well, it's independently run without political influence, but it's still managed for and controlled by the federal government. That's a lie. That is untrue. And you can read about how the Federal Reserve came into existence through there are several great books, including Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins. We got G. Edward Griffith, the Creature from Jekyll Island. So there's a lot of research, a lot of information about that. But I hope that Trump at some point will tell the truth, because at least to some degree, Rand Paul, have tried to challenge the Federal Reserve. There have been other congressmen, there's been other senators, there have been other political parties and leaders that have also brought some of these issues forward, but they haven't gotten anywhere. Trump is in a position, if he can survive, maybe that's what he's thinking, maybe he's taken on too many issues and he's taken on too many enemies, but I would just ignore a lot of this press. I would ignore a lot of his critics. I would focus on the successes. I would focus on being productive. I would focus and be more strategic and better prepared. And I just beside myself when I see him, you know, go off on these sidewinders and get off on these tangents that are basically avenues to nowhere and will not accomplish anything. And they're distractions, they're diversions, and they're certainly not going to lead to successes. Now, I look at the Democrat Party, and you've got a party that, yes, I call it a demonic party. And they do have the donkeys there, and so you could use the A word there, which I'm not going to say, but they really are. And you have these fake anti-communists that have always embraced socialism and communism, but because Trump is trying to do something constructive with Russia, and because of, you know, the whole Russian dossier, which really is a fake thing, came from Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the Russians. So go figure. So why isn't that being investigated? It's not. And it's a sham. But even if you want to believe it's a witch hunt, the witch has powers. I mean, magical powers. And he better get ready and he better be prepared. You know, we need him. I'm glad that Hannity and these others are defending him, but I don't know if he's getting the right advice from people that really have limited intelligence and limited means to really affect change. But I'm so glad that they are defending him. But if these bedtime chats are just about patting him on the back and just chit-chatting about the show, that's not going to help the president. The president should be sleeping, and he should be, getting regenerated and rejuvenated. So let's talk. Let me go back to the Dems. And I said last week, and some people might have thought that was controversial. I don't care. It doesn't, I've been around too long, so it doesn't matter. But I called the Democrat Party. It's not only socialism and communism and the resurgence of, it's kind of the rebirth of the born-again communist party. And you see that with Bernie and his protege. And boy, she's dumb as dirt. But, you know, we'll get into her background, too, at some point. But I just wanted to say that if Donald Trump was not the president, and if he didn't want to say, hey, I'm going to forge forward for peace and prosperity for the world on the world stage, and that includes Russia, then they would be embracing Russia. They would be loving Russia like they'd love the Soviet Union. And that's the pure facts of the matter. But because of Trump's ties and because of the scenario that they're trying to foist upon us, they're now pretending to be anti-communist. So I said that they were the un-American party because they're just anti-Trump. That's all they stand for, anti-Trump and anti-America. And so they're the ones that are the treasonous ones. I really believe that. And then these never Trumpers that are paid by MSNBC and by CNN. This is agenda driven. This is partisan. This is biased. Some of it's fake. But the point is that it is totally unfair, and it is completely partisan. But unfortunately, because Trump has thrown gasoline on the fire, it's now Vendetta Radio and Vendetta TV and Vendetta newspapers and the press. So they can have their fits of hysteria and hissy fits, but these mad dogs and miscreant maggots are working hand in glove to destroy the American Republic, our constitutional republic. And it's really sad. Until we meet again next week, I'm Tom Donahue, putting America first, new world order dead last. Thanks so much for joining us. Until we meet again.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.